Welcome to Funding Unraveled, a podcast by Catapult Learning, exploring the different layers of federal funding. My name is Warren Dillon, and I am the Director of School Partnerships at Catapult Learning, an education service provider with more than 40 years of experience providing state and federal education services to private school students. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of our series on federal education program funding for private schools. This program falls under the Title IV program, which is known as 21st Century Schools. Once again, I am joined by Ellen McGahey, Director of Operations for Catapult Learning. Ellen, let's jump right in. What is Title IVA, and what types of services can this program provide private school students?
Hey, Warren, it's great to be back. Title IVA is a new program under ESSA, and it has many really exciting possibilities for providing services and benefits to private school students. There are three components to Title IVA, and I'm going to break them down here one at a time. The first one is well-rounded education, and it includes elements like STEM, civics education, community involvement, economics, accelerated learning courses, and using music and the arts to support student success. Services can be provided directly to students, they can be in the form of materials for the classroom, and they can take the form of professional development for teachers. Really, if you think about students and what makes a well-rounded student, almost anything fits into that category. Safe and healthy students is the second component to Title IVA, and it can include services such as mentoring or counseling, bullying prevention programs, integrating health and safety practices into the school or athletic programs, and providing high-quality training for teachers and staff. The third, technology education, includes professional development for blended learning and integration of technology into the curriculum, delivering specialized academic courses, providing ongoing professional development to support projects that use technology, building technical capacity and infrastructure, and providing educators with tools, devices, content, and resources to personalize learning for students.
It is really easy to see why so many of our principals and administrators are excited about this program option. How do more private school leaders go about accessing these services for their students?
That's a great question, and one that we see a lot in our work with schools. The key to participating in these programs, and this is true of all of the title programming, is the consultation process. This is the process by which public and private school officials discuss the needs of those private school students and what funding is available to them in order to provide services, how best to meet the student needs within the requirements of the particular federal education program, who's going to provide those agreed upon services, and when and where those services will occur. It's the responsibility of the public school district to invite private school officials to that consultation meeting. But if there's not a notice forthcoming, private school officials should absolutely feel free to contact the federal programs office of the public school district that they live inside, so wherever the school is located. Keep in mind, too, that although we're describing consultation today in the context of Title IVA, it does apply to all of the ESSA programs that provide equitable participation, and it should be an ongoing process, not just a single meeting.
Okay, so we know there's a preparation process for each of the title funding sources. So what can private school officials do to prepare for the consultation meeting in order to obtain high quality services for their students?
That's a great question, Warren. Before going into a consultation meeting, private school officials should really explore the options that fall into each of the three categories for services and evaluate those options in the context of the needs of the students that are in their school. So to be prepared during that meeting, bringing data and making sure that you can explain the needs of your students and have the data that backs up that explanation, along with what specific services you believe will best meet those needs. Part of the consultation process is for the public school district to inform the private school officials about the amount of funds that are available and how that amount was determined. For Title IVA, every student in your school generates a per pupil amount of funding. So being sure to be able to get that information about how that funding was calculated during the consultation process ensures that the time that you spent planning the services is both effective and realistic.
Ellen, thanks again for this comprehensive review of Title IVA. I hope this encourages our listeners to take a close look at how they are utilizing their Title IVA funds. Remember, if you have any questions, please contact me, Warren Dillon, at 214-784-3557. Thank you again for joining us today.